Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house.
We got yourself Amber and Theme.
Yes.
On your YouTube screen.
This
episode
is
episode 100 entry.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
What up? Easy Themos, man.
What's going on?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Episode 103. Yo, 102, though. It's going to take some beating, bruv.
That was bane. Absolutely bane.
Salute them
lot,
man.
Such a fucking shame that we couldn't show you anything.
Bro.
Anything.
Listen, I want people listening to realize, when we did that, by the way, we've got a jam-packed episode. We got music, we got graph critique, we got the graph letter game, we got listeners' questions, we got all sorts going on. But, the back and forth, like, I did one edit, then we sent it to them because they had to give it the nod before I upload it. And fair enough, you know what I mean? And then, like, the back and forth, oh, no.
And I did the baitest video of all time and sent it to them as well. And they're like, no, you can't.
They were like, at 2 minutes 58, you can see a light fixture, That reveals the location of where that is. And at 3 minutes 72, no, it's 3 minutes 70, 3 minutes 52, there's a staircase there. I don't want them to know that we're going in through that door. Mm-hmm. So cut that bit. I'm like, these are the best bits, motherfucker. The best bits we couldn't show, man. Maybe, no. I was going to say maybe we upload a raw version for the Patreon.
When Thingy is at the door.
Yeah.
Obviously, that bit that we can't show at all. But over the, have you seen the video before that? Because there's two of those videos. The first one,
Yeah.
I've noticed he just goes up and smashes it open onto the platform.
Yeah.
And he has to jump out and pull it back like shit, loses it.
Dude.
Fucking hell.
And you remember,
we should have used that to take the piss.
Bruv. And it felt like a bank heist because we met him at some pub. Obviously, we're not going to disclose the location, but we were sitting there having a pint and then them lot roll up and they were like, they're like, jump in the car, man. We're going to go, whatever. And so we jump in the car and he's got has got an ill car, man. You know what I mean? A people carrier thing. And we were in, it's like the DDS mobile or whatever. And we're driving through and we're all putting on our orange, high vises and our masks and shit and our gloves.
And I asked him to his face while he was driving, does this mean like we're in DDS? And he didn't say no. Yeah, he didn't say no. He just completely boyed it off. But he didn't say no.
But anyway, and then we get to the thing. Listen, man, you've all heard the stories. Let me tell you, it's true, man. They got the keys. They got the codes. They got the fucking know-how. It was intense and it was beautiful watching them at work, man. And even like the water bottles we were drinking from that we took down there, they were like, wipe my fingerprints off that, man. You know what I mean? They're like, no fingerprints on nothing, proper. Like they're not fucking around, not even making a joke.
When we got in, I thought that, right, we're in. And then we'd go through some next kind of fuckery, and I'm like, okay, now we're blaming. That happened like four times.
Yeah, and then like
four
you said,
times.
We bowled through, like we had to peek through the door and then go through a train platform where people were there, but not on that side of the platform. They were over there, and then they had the key to the thing, and then we boom, go through there into a tunnel, and then bosh down there, and oh my god, man, it was proper sick. And like I said on the pod itself, I felt like a fraud, man. I thought I was a writer. Bruv, these lot are just next level, man. Jesus Christ.
But do you know how many spots like that? Not like that, but how many sick spots they've got? That's why we were going like, they're telling us to take certain, no, you can't put that. And I was going, mental at Maddie. I was going, fuck it, no, we might as well pack it in.
You're like, we can't show nothing.
But we said yes to everything. Like, yeah. Because Amber's going, no. We're gonna like do what they, do what they want on this. Come show that we're completely to be trusted, Bosch. And then
exactly.
We'll hopefully get some next submissions out of that. Because fuck me, that was ridiculous.
Exactly. I thought, there's some things as well. And also, in a way, it makes it more special. You had to be there to witness it.
That Stax reach and that elk reach. And
the elk. I'll show a still of it here, but we couldn't apparently show the tags because the staircase, it reveals where it is. I'm like, fucking hell. But I'll put them here. I'll put little stills of the tags here. Yeah, that old classic elk hand style. And there was some crazy shit in those catacombs under London. It was pretty mental. And then the outro, when we were like, the station was in the distance, we were down the tunnel, yeah, and we could see people on the platform, the trains were going by. I was just thinking to myself, to the listeners out there, next time you're on a train platform, maybe right now you're on your way to work and you're standing on the platform, you're looking down that dark tunnel, waiting for the train, and you never know, there might be three blokes down there filming a podcast. You never know, man. All right.
No, but it was fucking sick. It was sick.
I want to salute Form 72 one more time. Diamond Geezer.
Diamond Geezer.
And the rest of the lads that took us down there. F.
That train you posted of his today.
Yo. Dope, it's no? Sick. I hadn't seen that
97.
One before.
97. No. Nor have I.
Yeah, it was a good one,
1997.
Man. At least his outline wasn't sliding off this time.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Oh, shit. You know what, as well? Remember the episode we did about the Iranian embassy, about my dad being a hostage in the Iranian embassy, and that book, The Siege, coming out? Has anyone bought that book, by the way? Let us know in the comments. But look, fucking Blade left a comment. Blade from 521. Obviously, we all know Blade is old school legendary UK MC. He's Iranian, obviously, in case you didn't know that, yeah, of origin. But he left this comment under that episode. He goes, "That's crazy. Watching this reminded me that maybe a day or two before the siege happened, I was at the Iranian embassy renewing my passport, and I was accompanied by an elder, as I was only 12 years old, I believe, at the time, and the school had me go there with one of the prefects. A couple of days later, we're seeing all this unfold on the news, thinking, wow, that could have been us. Now I'm thinking, imagine if we got caught up in that siege and was held hostage for 6 days and was stuck in a room with Amber's dad. That would have been nuts, you know? And the thing is, because we have like reunions, like I said, every year.
The podcast and chat about that would have been so joke.
That's jokes, that he happened to be there as well, like a couple of days before, man. It's just, it's nuts how these circumstances happen, you know? And like we said, if you didn't listen to that episode, like my dad was only there for one day just to interview. He was a freelance journalist, so freelance, he was only there for a day. And it's just, yeah, it's crazy where things can lead you, you know what I mean? You never know. Life is unexpected, man. So let's listen to your tune, man, before we go into the graph letter.
Yeah, big
game.
Tesla's ghost, big Tesla's ghost. Sometimes we've a couple of times on on the pod we've chatted about like hip hop rap tunes with no snare, no drum.
No drums, yeah, just the sample and rapping over it. Yeah.
And you've got to be like a pretty fucking good MC.
And we were also
make it good.
We were also thinking, do they rap it to a click track or two drums, and then when they produce the track, they take the drums out? Because you got to rap to something, surely.
Fuck that. I wouldn't. There'd be no click track. You'd be rapping to the track.
Yeah.
You haven't heard. You probably heard it a tiny bit, but yeah. And it's Big Tesla's Ghost. So yeah, what's it called? Was it called Wingsuit? I can't remember.
Wingsuit. Yes.
Yeah. Tesla's the video is decent, and it's just good to see him back. He's a fucking bad man. He's just like a sick, sick, sick MC.
The video looks like one of our locations for one of our episodes.
It looks like a banging location, bro.
Maybe we should ask him where that
Big
is.
Big up Tesla, man. Big up Tesla's got a right. Sick MC.
Check it
sick
out. MC. Wingsuit.
Dark Fleet. Dark Fleet.
Yeah, he's definitely just rapping to this.
You like flash before your eyes and light reflecting off Swarovski crystal. Peppermint out the pistol. Dark Fleet, I can't enlist you. They send them young boys to clip you. Backstabbers trying to dip you. How many times we cut the strings to? How many feathers clip the wings to? Holes in your wingsuit.
Holes in your wingsuit.
Legion.
Some James Bond shit.
Team tour counseling stays blocks of flash, reaching to clouds like the beanstalk. We on maneuvers, the Marine Corps. Let's see how long you leave for. Under seas, we put the sea for. Up and down, it's like a seesaw. 38 fire clean. Homie, this is not a reboard. This shit is fresh up out the gunsmith. Heat square between the eyes, and that's any hand to dump with. Left or right, left you slumping. You surrounded all in your circumference. Spontaneous, the hammer blow. I just witnessed your combustion. Roll it down and pop it off. Roll it up across the junction. On the road back to London. Grab the shells and clean it off. To such things we are accustomed. The diamond that I love for yeah. I'ma chin you like I'm dusting. Heard you coming with the set. You can find me in the dungeon. Hardware, we on the terrace. Tag rail on the Galil. When I'm aiming at your face, you can cry like Ian Bill. I ain't wasting any bullets, you already had your fill. Can't dump it and just leave unless I confirm the kill. It's hard work for all the others, easily I keep it real. Pulled the spinner for a monkey, love it when I get a deal. You threw in the Makarov, little Russian automatic. Start the car and fill it up, I've been sensing that static. Pillion, I'm on the super, L's weaving through the traffic. Pulling up alongside with the brown and let him have it. Glass shatter in the street, blood trickle on the leather. Last breath he took it deep, still clutching his Beretta. Fall upon you from the cage with the gold claw on Vega. Lift you up and slam you down, powerbomb you like I'm Vader. Rip a 10 inch of the paper, fill it with acacia. We at the top cause we the best, you see the tower taper. Anytime you think we lose, I see how they caper. I'm Hercules with the lion's mane, the 12 labors. Henny chasers, no thanks, just drop an iceberg. We move at speed of a solar flare, it's light work. Light work. Your life flashed before your eyes, a light reflecting off Swarovski crystal. Peppermint out the pistol, Darth Fleet, I can't enlist you. They send them young boys to clip you, backstabbers trying to dip you. How many times we cut the strings to, how many feathers clip the wings to. Holes in your wingsuit.
Holes in the wingsuit.
Legion, son. Legion.
Tesla's ghost. Oh, wingsuit.
It suits it so well. I would if I was using a wingsuit,
yeah,
flying through the air, like through the Pyrenees Mountains, and then you realize someone shot you, got fucking holes in the wingsuit. That would be the tune that I don't want to listen to, bro. It suits it so well, like just that kind of thought, bro. He goes so, at some parts in them bars, he is going in.
It's proper,
like lyrically in.
You can tell there's gems in there, but it's one of them ones you got to kind of re-listen.
You have to listen.
Yeah. And there's, yeah, and I call it headphone music, where you just get lost in it, and his voice is like really dramatic.
Sensational voice for rap, like, bruv, bruv. And you know, he'll shoot you in your face.
Bruv, and also, what we were saying before about rapping, do they rap on the beat and then take the beat off? And of course not, man. And that no drums allows for more of a flow, you know what I mean?
More you can width bounce in the word, you can stretch some vowels and some sounds, and bravo.
Exactly. All right, big up Tesla's ghost, man. No doubt every time.
There was one part, and I'm gonna have to listen to that straight after this pod. Yeah. There was one part in there, and I was like, yo, I didn't even know he went in that much. It was the way he's going.
Yo, all right, I'm gonna send you now. We're gonna play the graph letter game. All right, it's now time for the letter D. Someone called it, we should call it Sesame Heat instead of Sesame Street.
Sesame Heat, baby.
You know what I mean? I think George's picked that one up. But anyway, all right, so
what are you doing? Sending some shit on WhatsApp?
Please. On the WhatsApp, yeah. Man. I'm going to...
Oh, I'm still hyped after that tune, but fucking hell, man.
It's big. All right, here you go. I'm sending the first one. Some of these I reckon you'll get easy. Some of them maybe a bit trickier.
I don't know what type of rap music you lot are listening to, but you should really start going and listening to Tesla's Ghost, mate.
Yeah, motherfuckers. All right, theme, you got that now. Check it out. It's a letter D. But who did this letter D? West London Don. I love this guy. A cool chap. Big up Just an Enigma on Instagram. I nicked some of these D's from your Insta.
What, is this the beginning letter of the reach?
Yep.
And it's his reach.
Yes. We stumped you already on the first one. Have a guess.
D. It starts with a D.
Gonna have to rush you, man. We don't want
to
be.
You're gonna have to rush me, brother, man. Because I don't know who that is.
Have a wild stab in the dark.
It looks very kind. Someone who paints a lot at Trellick.
Yep. He's definitely a local from Trellick, that's for sure. He's been painting a long time, though.
Long time. I'm going to know it when you say it. You sent it.
You're Deco. Taking too long. Deco, man. Yeah. Salute, Deco, man. Big him up every time. I hope you're well, sir. All right, let's go for the next letter D.
I hope you're well, sir.
All right, this one. Let's see if Theme gets this one. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really up to date on my new school things, bruv.
There you go.
I kind of recognize the style, man.
Yeah. That's kind
Lord.
Of the, Lord. Lordy. Yes. Lord. Salute Lordy. I think they've got a new book out or something, little magazine thing. I don't know.
You see what I done your thing? I done it mad easy.
Yeah. Why are you doing it easy, motherfucker?
You coming out mad, you know what I mean? That's like the middle of his reach.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, that's what we're doing here, man. Come on, here we go. I sent you the next D. Go for it. Dun, 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 dun. I should get Vade. Some music. Huh?
Vade?
Correctamundo. Yes, it is a Vade. West London Don. Salute Vade.
West London Certified Don with the banging
DCI. DCI, fucking...
Oh, chuck
439ers. All right, don't here's the it. Next D sending right now.
Send me them double D's.
All right. Who do you reckon that is?
Damn, I like it.
Yeah, it's an old school one.
You know yeah, I know. Yeah, this is why I'm a bit upset with myself.
But he's still about doing this thing, and he's one of your best mates, Theme. Come on, man. You can't get that one wrong.
He's one of my best mates. He's Everyone's one of your, my best
mates. Yeah, but he's one of your best mates.
He's one of my best mates.
Yeah, he's going to get upset if you don't get this one. You see, Theme, the difference from you last week, you not only chose popular writers, you chose popular photos as well. So it's so easy. This one is a very popular writer that you know very well and painted with many, many times.
Diet.
There we go. I know I gave it away there, but yeah, that's a diet. Let me send you the full thing.
I just, as soon as I looked, saw it, I was like, oh, I like it. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Big up.
Send me the full thing, blood. Yeah, diet. I've seen that, blood. I've seen that.
Every time, man. All right, now we're going to go over the pond.
Like, he's one of my best mates. Like, best mates.
Yeah. There we go. I've sent you the next D. Who painted this D? Theme.
We're going to New York.
You can see it's a New York subway and it's an oldie. Maybe not super duper duper old, but pretty old. This guy's been around a long time. Legendary graffiti writer.
It's not around.
And he has a letter D in his name. People in the live chat, I hope you're playing along. People who watch from here.
People in the live chat. What do you reckon it is? Delta? No, I don't know, man. Oh, I just thought of something. I can't get the name in my head.
All right, I'm sending it to you now. That is...
Dero.
No, not Dero. Good guess.
Duster.
But it's Duster. Yes. I love those... You know, remember those like Duster and Lizzie. Was it Duster and Lizzie trains? There's some legendary ones of those. But anyway...
Yeah, it's All a right. very famous photo of the two whole cars.
This one is a super duper easy one. If you don't get it within 2 seconds, then...
You're a pussy. See me, let me tell you, you learn about a device. Get me. Yeah,
it's got the tag in pussy. The bottom of the D. That's why I was going to cuss you if you didn't get it. Devise, rest in peace, VFL. My brother.
What a letter.
Big him up. All right, this one...
Smile master.
You know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to send this to you. This is a true London legend. But I don't think Theme's going to get this one, yeah? So here we go. Boom. I just sent it. Bang. And there's clues in there as to who it is.
What were you saying? London. First, I thought dogs for a second. Then I saw the character below.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's done that?
That's the hint.
Praise or Listen, mode two?
Ladies and gentlemen, Theme don't know nothing about no graph. Yeah, we can now officially say that.
You don't know nothing about no graph.
You don't know nothing, bruv.
Who's done the character?
This is the guy who did the letter D. And the D is at the beginning of his name. And he's a legend.
The guy that done the reach.
He's known for his characters, probably more so than his letters. All right, I'm going to send you the full thing now because you're taking too long. There you go. Tell the people who it is.
Dref.
Dref.
I've seen this. What's I fucking see this?
Salute Dref, man. He's done some incredible pieces in his time, man, for sure. And right now, if you look at his Instagram, he's all about doing portraits of like important people. And you'd go to a certain neighborhood and find a spot and then do a portrait of someone local to that neighborhood, usually like an immigrant or an ethnic minority of some sort, you know what I mean? Kind of like empowering them. And it's just beautiful what he does. Anyway, here's the next D. I sent it to you. Bung. All right, here you go.
How many Ds have we got?
I think 8 in total. Oh no, maybe one more after this, actually.
Who's that? Fizzer? Robber?
Yeah, you see? He's putting up them, man. Yeah, so who could it be?
It's not banned. I thought it was banned for a second, but it's not banned.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is, in fact, banned. Yes.
It is banned?
Yes, it is banned. Let me send you the full piece. There you go. Boom. With the dub star D, you know, the in the hole of the D with the star sticking out. Everyone fucking does that nowadays, man. But these are the original
fucking
guys.
Love bands, Graf. So, that's a point, bruv. I did say that.
I know you did.
I said it's not banned.
But I take
that my saying it's not banned.
All right, last one now, man. Here we go for the Graf letter game. Letter D. Here we go. Theme. Who did this letter D? This is, for me, this is an obvious one.
Grand.
Grand. Salute. The legendary Grand. Yes. There we go. Let me send you the full one. It's a dub on a wall. Bomb. So, you didn't do great on that one. What you did all right.
What a fucking dub that is.
Isn't it? It's pretty great.
What a fucking dub that is.
All right. So, party people, let us know in the comments how well you did in that game. You know what I mean? And next week, theme, maybe you got to get the next letter.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? How American is Amber? You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, Sean.
Letter E.
You got to sort out some letter E's for me next week, okay? Yeah, and don't make it easy. As long as I know who the writer is, I don't care where they, what country they're from, anything. E is an easy letter. Everyone's got a fucking letter E in their name. You know what I mean?
Everybody.
All right. So now we're going to go into listeners' questions theme. I've been stockpiling listeners' questions because the last few episodes, we haven't had an opportunity to get into them. So we've got a whole
bunch.
Because
we've been doing sensational shit.
You know what I mean? Like when we're busy doing sensational shit, you know what I mean? Shit happens. So
you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
You know what I mean, Sean? So we got, let's kind of like rapid fire them a little bit. Like, let's not dwell too much. We've got about 15 questions here. So let's get through
rapid fire listeners' questions
as we can. All right. So here we go. Question number one. Oh, yeah, please, people, send in your voice note questions, man, either in the DMs of the Instagram or via email. Everything is below. All the links are below. If you don't like your voice, a lot of people, they're like, oh, I don't like the sound of my voice. Get someone else to record it or put a voice modulator on. Whatever. Just fucking send in a question, for fuck's sakes.
People are downloading voice modulators for arms houses.
Or whatever.
Send in like, a fucking question.
Come on, man. All right, question number one. Let's go.
And my last question is, who are the top 5 pingest female writers of all time? Now, this one needs to be in order. You get me? Going in order of least ping to the most ping. If you don't know what ping means...
if you don't know what ping means...
What did you lot used to call it back in the day? Who's the most fit? Who's the most buff? You get me?
You get me.
It's okay. All right, so listen.
I'm already out because I don't know any. I know Candy.
Yeah, listen. I'm not going to take this question seriously. We're not going to rate people by how they look physically.
Man.
We rate people on their graph.
100%.
We rate people on their graph, man. And Candy is a beautiful girl. You know what I mean?
Who do I know who's a female writer?
Okay, look, if we don't say Lady FaZe, she's going to get upset. So Lady FaZe is number one, okay? Salute, AHC elite member.
Who's the one I've got in my head? Jazz.
Oh, Jazz Gaginger, Hottie. Anyway, I feel bad. I don't want to judge women by their looks, man. Big them up for their graph, you know what I'm saying? And I do know what peng means, yeah? Peng, We know. What did we used to call it?
I shouldn't have smoked the bomb before this pod. I can't even think of female writers.
It doesn't matter. Fuck it. We're not going to rate them.
Yeah, he was saying, do you know what ping is? Of course you know what ping is. What these people need to understand is their words, they come back around and around and around.
Moving on. Next question. Let's go.
Oi, yo, sound lads. Fuck it. Big up Arms House to your mum's house. Love the podcast. It's probably the highlight of my very boring week.
Yeah.
Me too, bro. Quick question for you guys. Play this on the pod, yeah? Do you guys or do you know anyone that has a story about pooing in the yard? I hear bare people's talking about having to have a fucking shit in the fucking train yards. But do you guys know anyone or have you guys been caught short you had to poo in the yard?
Pooing in the yard. Thank you for the question,
I have
guys.
Heard about bare people saying they need to have a shit or like stories of that. I know what he means. It's not something I've never heard of. I have heard that shit.
Well, it's well known if you're in a situation. Anyone, like, if you're in a situation where you're nervous, then you get the guts, the bubble
I've
guts.
I've never had to have a shit when I'm nervous. Meaning? Never.
Well,
when I'm nervous, I just go like into like ninja mode. That's it.
I've had the feeling like you need a piss or you need a shit. I have had that feeling. Have I ever fucking shit on a mission? No. I haven't painted, you know, I'm not a massive train painter. So, you know, I don't have a story like that. I don't think I've heard of a story. I've heard of people getting beat up in the yard. I've heard stories about all sorts of weird shit happening in the yard. Doing a shit, though?
Someone getting shat on in the yard.
Maybe people who have done that. Maybe keep it to themselves, you know what I mean? And rightfully so. Sorry, Akit. Next question.
Sorry, Akit.
Next question.
I'm trying to think of the last time I had to take a shit outside. I can't even remember it.
Oh, mate, I get caught short sometimes. Depends what I ate that day, but sometimes I'm just like, yo, I need a toilet right now, motherfucker. All right, next question. Let's go.
I got a question. So with rapping, for me, a freestyle is literally what it says, spitting lyrics off the top as they come, not spitting a written verse over like a different beat or not in the studio. How do you guys feel on that? For me, a freestyle should be made up on the spot, not just spitting your written.
All right, you hear that? Yeah, so a freestyle, he says a freestyle. When someone says, yo, step up and freestyle, you should be coming straight off the top of the dome. But a lot of people nowadays, when they say, like, they'll upload a video and go, yo, check this freestyle, and they're doing a written lyric. Theme, what are your thoughts on the terminology?
I've thought about that a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought about the fact that before people were dropping YouTube videos doing rap, I can only talk about England, that mistake wasn't being made. Like a freestyle was a freestyle. And that was like quite an important rule that you could get pulled up on. If you were blatantly spitting writtens, you were blatantly spitting writtens.
Mm.
And it was like, no, you're blatantly not freestyling, mate. You got a freestyle. And then when I'm just kind of how much I've thought about it, because it has happened. Like it has happened. For now, people say this is a freestyle, that's a freestyle, this. Have you heard his new freestyle? And it's not. He's like getting invited back to that place, that radio station or whatever, to do the Sway freestyle or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, and, most, sorry.
But when the videos dropped, when the videos started dropping, like all the SBTVs and all the ones, I can't even remember the ones I'd, like, there was loads of them. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Like, rap channel videos.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it just came from that. The people started just writing freestyle, or even the like budget, the camera geezer was just doing it. The rapper wasn't even shut down, just a freestyle, just write freestyle on it.
Well, listen. It's
kind of,
From my understanding, yeah, I got into hip hop in the mid 90s, like 93, 94, was when I proper got into hip hop. And in the 90s, when someone said, yo, this is a freestyle, that means off the top, like you're making things up. You're talking about people's clothes in the room and you're like, you know, proper freestyling what I've thought freestyling was. But then I later found out through interviews with legendary rappers from the 80s, that they considered, when they said the word freestyle, it meant, you know what? I got a little audio clip here from Big Daddy Kane talking about this very subject. Check it out.
See, that term freestyle is like a new term because, you know, in the 80s, when we said we wrote a freestyle rap, that meant that it was a rhyme that you wrote that was free of style, meaning it's not a subject matter. It's not a story about a woman. It's not a story about poverty. It's basically a rhyme just bragging about yourself. So it's basically free of style. That's really what a freestyle is. You know, off the top of the head, we just call that off the dome, when you don't write it and just say whatever comes to mind, you know? mean, really, a freestyle is a rhyme that you write, you know, basically, just free of style.
So,
that's
Big Daddy Kane. And where would you class Big Daddy Kane on the hierarchy of rappers? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually describe him as the trunk of the tree. If you look at the rap MCs as a tree, you know, as a family tree, the trunk, Big Daddy Kane is one of the trunks. There's roots.
And he said back in the 80s.
Listen. There's roots of a tree. So there was people before Big Daddy Kane, but everyone after Big Daddy Kane took something from him. You know what I mean? And there's a couple of MCs like that. Now, he is from the 80s, and he is saying the terminology back then when it was someone said, yo, kick a freestyle, that means rap a verse that's not on your album, that is not about a particular subject. You're just rapping about how good you are and how shit the next guy is. You know what I mean? And it's kind of just to show off your skills. That's what a freestyle was. And then off the top or off the dome, that meant we're coming up with it on the spot. I kind of nowadays go through that terminology because, like you said, Theme, a lot of these radio stations or YouTube channels, when they post something under the, you know, the name freestyle, it's most likely 95% of the time written, pre-written stuff. There's only a handful of MCs, I think, that are good.
Life MC. Yo,
he's been posting some old school freestyles of his on his Instagram.
Anybody.
Salute Life from Far Life Cypher. I remember seeing him live at Fabric, Far Life Cypher. And then he got in a headstand. He did a headstand. I'm not even kidding. On his head. And then Cy Philly was holding the mic to his mouth. And he was on his head freestyling, talking about how
he said, I'm standing on my head freestyling.
Yeah, exactly. It was mental. He's a legend at it. I think Common Sense is an ill freestyler. There's a few of them up, you know, you can check online. Juice, J-U Ice from LA. I think he's from LA. He might be from San Diego.
Slim Shady.
He, for me, is my favorite. I'm going to post a link below. I made a compilation of all J-U Ice, Juice's freestyles. Who else is dope at freestyling, man? Most Def is dope. Can you think of any off the top of your head, man?
Slim Shady.
I mean, Eminem came from that freestyle battle era. Yo, there was some ill, because I remember battling, MC battling. It turned into written battles. But I remember watching, like, in the Grind Time and in the, what's it called, Jump Off, when they were doing the world.
I tell you who was a sick freestyler. What was his name, man? Stig of the Dump.
Stig of the Dump.
Chester P.
Oh, of course, Chester. We can't go without saying Chester, man. Fucking hell. He used to do a night called the Five Freestyle something, where they'd get on the board and then they'd write. I swear they used to do it at Jazz Cafe. I went to one of them and they'd write five words on a board and then they'd have to freestyle the five words.
I did that as well.
Yeah.
What, we got more questions?
Yeah, we got loads more questions. All right, okay, so let's go to the next question.
Yeah, Theme and Amber, loving the podcast. Been listening to it since the earlier days.
It's early, bruv.
So I've got two short questions, if you don't mind. Number one, when you choose your tag, is your tag based upon a name that is of significance to you, or is it a name that's constructed around the letters that you naturally enjoy writing? So you could choose some letters more than others, and then you form a word around those. Second question is, when you get into graph, are you getting into it because of the culture and then you start to learn how to draw and letter, or are you getting into it because you're an artist first and naturally find that the culture attracts you?
Good question, man. So there was two parts to that. One was, when you choose your name, do you choose it because it's a name that you
around
really
the
have,
letters, or do you change it because it's a name?
Yeah, and then the second part was, did you get into graph because you're already artistic and you just wanted to express your art, you know, through graph, or were you attracted to the culture first and then developed your creativity from that? I don't know, Theme.
I'd answer the question two first was definitely both parts. Definitely both parts.
Mm. Oh, for sure.
Definitely both parts.
I think for me, I was
Even
definitely
when I started
in
graph, I was still like into drawing and stuff like that, and
guys, if you go back to episode 1, 2, 3, we talk about this. Like early on, we talk about our origins and shit like that. Just to recap, for me, I was definitely into hip hop music first. I remember going to HMV and record shops and seeing the front covers of records had Graph on it. And then I'd go on the train on the way to school. This is when I was like 11 years old, you know what I mean? 10, 11, 12, going to the train and I'd see the Graph on, I'd be like, oh shit, they're connected. There's graffiti on these record albums, and then there's Graph on the trains and on the track side.
What was that Graph magazine with the hip hop magazine with Graph
HHC. HHC, Hip Hop Connection, yeah. Always had the Graph.
Shit, like I used to have so many of them. Where did they go, bro?
And obviously, Graphitism, all them came later. But so for me, it was hip hop culture first drew me, and I was trying to MC, I was DJing, I was graphing, I was doing everything, yeah? And then you slowly whittle it down to the thing that you enjoy the most or you find that you have the most skill in. You know what I mean? So that's that for me. How I chose my name, I got it from the Foster's beer advert. I was watching it because I think first when you're a toy, you just choose any fucking cool sounding word like hash or hype star or, you know,
cool.
You choose a toy name. And then some people, I know a lot of people who, you know, they might use a name that their nickname or whatever that they've already been called. For me and my crew, it was all about the letters and letters because because we were being schooled by the VFL lot and older heads, they were kind of they taught us early on about letters. And they're like, if you choose a name, you're going to be stuck with that name for a long time. So better choose some letters that you like that sit next to each other that you're not going to get easily bored painting or drawing or whatever. So definitely that came into my mind. But then when I watched that Foster's beer advert and it was the search for the amber nectar, and I thought it sounded cool, yeah, like fuck Foster's, I never drank, you know, well, I've drunk Foster's but I don't like the beer Foster's, yeah, but I thought the search for the amber nectar, and I started writing amber nectar, and then some other kids started writing nectar, so I dropped the nectar bit and stuck with the amber. And I liked how the A and the M and the B all could sit next to each other, even though it's a tricky word to write for some people, you know, but I did like the letters. And it was a bit of a, and also another important factor is that no one else took the name. That was another big thing, you know what I mean? Like, because obviously in Graph, you know what I'm saying?
But someone did.
Well, yeah, someone afterwards took it. You know what I mean? What can you say? But I slowed down by then, so I can't get mad.
And you were going to have a battle off. Let's have a battle, son.
No.
For the name, son.
Yeah, there's a kid in South London writing Amber. He's cool. I met him a couple of times. He's cool. Again, I kind of, you know, I stopped writing illegally, man. And okay, if I wasn't up enough for him to start writing Amber and not realize there's another Amber in London, that's on me. That's not on him.
Yeah, that's your fault, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately.
You little bitch. You're not even getting up with your own name, talking about it like it's your name. I'll bring on
top to your mom's house. You motherfucker.
That's toy behavior, son.
What about you, Theme? When you came up with Theme, was it because of the letters or where did the word Theme?
Yeah, by then it was. I had Bear Reaches before, like Bear.
Yeah.
And then that was the... it feels hot as dick saying this on the
okay. Don't say it then if it's hot.
But FEAM FEME PHEAM, you know what I mean? THEME.
So the variations on the word is mad, what drew you to it.
I really, really wanted, and even when I started, even when I was doing that, I always wanted a four-letter reach. Always.
Uh-huh.
Like always. When someone told me, someone better than me said, one day, no, it's all about. Yeah, and then you look at like Spo, Ray, Cast, and you're like, nah, they're all right. You know what I mean?
I'd say four letters is the most popular because it's not too long, it's not too short.
I said, no, I've got to be able to have like doing the THEME or the THEAM. Sick first, because that's the more letters, that's the harder graph, and have a couple of different outlines of those, like, you know, piece one, dub one, so blah, blah, blah. That's how I do it. I have like a couple of dub outlines, a couple of like go-to piece outlines,
yeah.
And then That's it. But I never really did beginning with an F. And then when I got back into graph, I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm too old. You know what I mean? I was just doing four letters, Bosch, and it came out nice. You know what I mean? Got some banging ones. And it's like a good reach again.
And you've said a number of times on the pod, you've said how a lot of the times now in our older years, it's not so much about getting up. It's not so much about all this and this and that. It's just the mission itself. The enjoyment of going on a mission, being in these areas that you're not allowed to be in, you know, those moments that not the graph, all the stuff around the graph is the stuff that we enjoy and that we get joy from nowadays. You know what I mean?
So days, I love it.
And also I want to add on as well. I don't want to dwell too much on this one. We got loads of questions. Like I said, like what makes graffiti so special as an art genre, if you want to call it that, is that it's so accessible, man. Anyone can take it up and start doing it. Because like we've said before, like we said on the BBC, when we were talking about Banksy, we were like saying how it's not just about the creative prowess and the artisticness of it. 50% of it is about where you can do it, how many times you can do it. You know what I mean? And again, I got to bring up Tox as a perfect example. When you talk about artistic prowess, and I'm sure he won't mind me saying this, he's got like very little artistic prowess. And he's even proud of that he doesn't do artistic prowess. He's just up like a motherfucker.
Man's created a whole fucking brand out of it.
Exactly. And everyone rates him because of that. Because he's
creates his own style. You know what I mean? I remember when it came out and I was thinking I was going to start dissing it.
I hated the fucking guy. I was like, he's not even trying.
Every time you got the train to your Bridgend's house, he's like, I haven't got that tracks for a while. It's been talk. And after a couple of weeks, you're like, all right. He's just going
to. You can't say nothing to him.
That's it.
You
can't say shit
to him.
Can he say shite? But it creates its own style. Then you get used to the reaches. Then you picture the reaches. There's a sick photo, bruv, of that mission. Last week's mission.
Yeah.
With everyone in it, apart from me, because I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Like high vises on the underground. And there's a Tox reach on the pillar. Tox 08.
I
think it is. Fucking banging.
Sick.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'll put it up here. And also the one with the blue Tox. The quite famous one with the flicks in front of it. And we got a flick in front of it as well because it was down in that spot that we were in last week.
I was so pleased to see that.
Talking about last week, man, we've had this conversation and we were even chatting with F about it. Like, people love the locations and we love doing the locations, but we kind of got to be a bit careful now, man. We're going to get nicked doing something, man. We're getting too bait. Theme, you were even saying we can't even write Amber and Theme. We got to change our name, write something else. Obviously, don't say what we're going to write. I mean, we might start writing other names because we can't be doing this podcast and then going out and doing super bait shit, man. It's kind of.
I really want to write Mepha. But I'm not going to do it. Mepha. And Mephs. And I think it's
Well, don't say it here. You're defying the whole fucking point.
I'm not going to use it. Because it's still too.
It's too soon. Yeah, you can't.
He used to be up, man. Mepha. I used to always love that reach, Mephs. Mepha.
I mean, I've had a couple of names that I remember when in the 90s when I was...
Me-Rock. I was thinking to talk about Me-Rock. Me-Rock is so sick.
Well, you can put a rock at the end of your name. That's like that's an old school thing. Amb-Rock, Theme-Rock.
There was a reach in that place. Who was it who put rock?
I used to rate I-Rock, though. I-Rock was an ill tag. But anyway, we're going to have to maybe write. I was thinking I'll start writing arms and you start writing house. And then we just go out everywhere, just writing arms, house everywhere. No, fuck that. Anyway, let's go. Next question, man. Thank you for sending
that.
There's
a reach at Earl's Court I really want to get, bro. There's a reach at Earl's Court. Sick. Reach.
All right. Next question. Let's go.
Yo, arms house. It's Plant. Got a quick question. So you're going out on a mission. And you've got this bag and it only fits 5 things, including caps. What are you bringing with you? I'd bring 2 600 mils, 1 black, 1 white, a frog and a universal, and then just like a PX30 probably. What would be your choice?
Big up Plant, man. He won the T-shirt last week, I think, or the week before.
He did, send it off.
Yeah, man.
Big up, big up, big up.
But I mean, yo, if I had a bag, I could only put five things in it. First thing would be a sandwich. Next thing would be maybe a beer. No, no, the next three things would be beer. So three beers.
Yeah.
And then, no, no, okay, no, no, no. A chrome, a black, and then three beers. That's what I would put. Oh, no, but it's including caps. All right. Chrome, black, fat cap, and two beers then.
I'd have to take some beers as well.
Yeah.
You're taking two, I'll take two beers.
I mean,
but it depends what kind of mission it is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. Sorry,
could just be chromes. Chromes and then the blacks. I don't know. Those cobras are nice. I think they're 600 mil. Or they're like in betweeners. Not cobra. Who am I thinking about? It does that nice black, chrome and black. I've got it sometimes.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm happy with loot.
See, that's the thing. I'm not really. I just take, yeah, paint. Yeah. Just take paint.
Whatever you can get. How many whatever missions you've been on where you just, like, even last week, they said, I'll bring some paint. We might paint something. And we were like, all right, because that's another thing we didn't stress.
I took one chrome.
Listen.
No outline. Yeah, I can't believe that. Fucking hell.
Steve, last week, yeah, we had no idea what we were in store for. Like, they just kind of, they sent us one photo or two photos of the area that we were going to paint. But they didn't, they sent that through force. Like, we were like, where are we going? What are we doing? Like, we've got a plan what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, nah, it's all hush. We had no idea what we were in store for last week. And they said, yeah, bring paint if you want to paint something. I'm like, fucking hell. This was on the day. And I'm like, I couldn't go to, no one was selling paint. GFL was closed. Didn't have time to go to Chrome and Black. You know what I mean? And I was like, fuck, I looked at all the paint I had. I had like three tins. And you called me, go, I haven't got an outline. I'm like, fuck, I got pink you can use, you know what I mean? Whatever, whatever. So that was like an afterthought because we had no idea what we were going to go into, man, last week. So excuse the paintings on that.
We should have done more graph.
Yeah, I mean, we just didn't know what was going on. Now,
I did a bit of bombing. I was quite pleased with that.
Yeah, well, people know, people, anyone else who goes down.
And what there, we need, people signing up to the Patreon, because, man, we need to get like different lapel mics and shit like that. We can't be good on missions taking like the whole mic thing like this. Balancing it on stairs and stuff like that. Fuck me, it was a mission.
Yeah, we need to get some more equipment, guys. So, yeah, please join.
What would you grab first? Because when you remember that clip of you thinking there's old Bill coming?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, shit, yeah. And you're like, you still having the Browns. You put the Browns out, step on it, and you go to war, like, maybe take the laptop first.
Sorry, I keep playing these in the background. You know what someone commented, actually? He said, oh, look, the DNA on the cigarette. They were like, you know, if it was really police and I dropped the ciggy, like, you know what I mean? That was so hilarious, man. All right, next question. Let's go. And no, I want to reiterate the point. Join the fucking Patreon, guys, man. If you like what we do and you want us
to
do get
better. We
do need
some kit if we want to keep doing these fucking banging.
We need some kit, yo.
Locations.
And even if it's
we're taking like clunky, huge bits of fucking kit.
Yeah. I was embarrassed taking that big mic down there
for that fucking joke.
And my laptop as well. I don't want to take my laptop to these fucking places, man. It's still covered in shit. How grimy was it down there?
And then F has a camera which is like 680 quid, like starting. Price and he's got all the extras. You're like, all right, well,
most of the footage you guys saw, not the intro, but most of the footage for the podcast and the outro was on F's camera. You know what I mean? He had some sick, ill, fucking crazy cameras, better than my GoPro, man. Anyway, people, Patreon link is below. Next question, let's go.
Question for Theme and Amber on the Arms House to Your Mum's House podcast.
I recognize that
voice. I'm curious to know, what is the most scared you've ever felt when graphing? Tell us about it. The most frightened and scared and shook you ever felt when you were graphing.
Big up Tim, man. That was Tim who sent that in. He was a guest, a friend of the podcast, man. Go back when we watched England versus Slovakia or Slovenia. I can't remember. He was on that episode.
He's a certified bad man.
Proper Don. We just brought it up last week when they shit me up, man. When they shit me up on the thing, I was for literally for about 10 seconds, I was like, but to be honest, in my head, I was like, all right, police are here. Fuck them. You know what I mean? I'm like, whatever. I mean, I'm trespassing. All right, fuck it. I'll take it on the chin. You know what I mean? I was like, I wasn't about to start wreck my fucking laptop and shit. You know
well,
what
you
I
wouldn't
mean?
Have just legged it. I would have gone.
Yeah, yeah.
If they were coming from up there, I'd be down that way.
But you reckon you could have worked out how to get out of there? I would have got lost after the first few corners and I would have been stuck down there till today. Mm. I would have been down there going, where the
imagine,
fuck am I?
Imagine that.
The maze that we went through trying to get in and the locked doors that I don't have the key for. You know what I mean? Although, true say, we could have got onto the platform from that other way. We, yeah, probably could have made it out, but yeah.
That, I don't know if we could have made it
out. Now, that wasn't the most. That wasn't the most scariest situation I've been in. I think probably...
There was one time I was with Cheat and we were painting and the Euro Tunnel or Eurostar was like a new thing, still quite new. And we found a ladder trackside. I'm trying to remember where it was. It's like Olympia, like Kensington Olympia.
Yeah.
It's quite a famous, decent reach. And the wall's really high.
I know the one.
And it's just like bare train tracks behind you, but you don't really know what they're all different ones. It's like open... space, it's not like a tunnel or anything. We found this ladder and put it up and holding the, it's like a long ladder and he's gone up to do the reach. Like he's doing a dub. So he's staying up the ladder for quite a long time. And the ladder wobbles a bit on those fucking stones and that. So I go behind him. I'm on the floor, like put my foot on one of the bits of the ladder and like hold it like that and like kind of lean. You know what I mean? Like on the ladder, like off the ladder, shit. Hanging back.
Yeah.
And this train just goes behind me. Like, must have been inches. And the like force of the train, like trying to suck me out of fucking hell.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know that he was just like new. Obviously, he could hear the train. And when the train had finished going by, he didn't even know it to tell him, like, fucking hell, Ali, fucking die.
Bruv, I was going to mention a story like that. Like, I don't remember the specific time, but I've had times where, yeah, you're down somewhere, it's really quiet, you're doing your thing, and then all of a sudden, shing, shing, and you turn around, and you're this fucking close to it, and you're just like, fuck!
Mm.
That's happened a few times. You know what, though? Talking about last...
Because the force. You know that Jason Status video I did when I'm getting that reach? I didn't know the train was coming.
Bruv.
But I'm ducked down getting the reach. We should play it on this because there it goes.
Yeah.
I remember going like, fucking hell. I don't even know what I wrote on that reach. Like,
it's the highlight of the video. Yeah. It looks the same.
Great Western, bruv. Jesus
Christ. Bruv. And talking about last week, theme, you remember that one bit that we couldn't film? Again, we did film it, but we couldn't show it. Mm. Was that staircase going up where the bass dub was at the top and there was a fume dub over there and we climb up those stairs. But remember, we were jumping on the stairs from halfway and it was a fat drop going down there. You know those circular metal things and you like got to climb up the stairs in the middle? Like we've been up.
Oh, yeah. That's sick.
We had to jump
that's
in.
That's sick.
But I remember, because I'm not good with heights, man. Like, you know, obviously I can mind over matter. I can deal with it and I dealt with it and it's fine. And you just got to kind of trust yourself. Look, I'm not going to let go. I'm good here. You know what I mean? This thing isn't going to fall. But like when you look down and there's a big, like good 20, 25 meters underneath you where, okay, you might not die, but you're going to be really severely hurt, you know, and you're going to be stuck under this fucking place in the middle of bumfuck, you know, wherever in the middle of underground, you know, go how to, you know, all these thoughts.
It definitely wasn't bumfuck, bro.
Not bumfuck, but like, you know, I'm just saying like all these thoughts go through your head. Like, you know, you're on this thing.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to get, but all those thoughts go.
And it's like, if you were doing it 1 meter off the ground, you wouldn't even think twice. You'd be jumping up and down on it and going, whatever, because it's fine. But once you're over 20 meters, 25 meters high and you're on this thing, you just like, you know, you just second guess yourself and you're like, oh, I'm going to slip, I'm going to drop. And you have these like overriding thoughts sometimes that can shit you up, you know. But again, it's mind over matter and you realize you do it. And then after you do it, you're like, oh, that wasn't too bad. That was all right.
That's mad because you're describing me how I am all the time in life. Just like, oh, fucking up. But when I'm doing something like that, that's when I'm living. That's when nothing else. I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just thinking about staying alive. So I don't make any single movement And so instead of making me prang, it actually just makes me go focus. Like, I'm not, all right, I'm going to code and go and grab that.
Right. One hand, next hand. Got okay, it. My hand's gripped. I got it round.
It doesn't move yet. Bang, you know what I mean? Bang, bang.
And all these thoughts are coming every split second, you know what I mean, through your head. And,
I have like, thoughts like, I know when I get to the top and I'm getting over, my backpack is going to get caught in the thing. Yeah. Don't fuck it up. Just go a bit low. Da, 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 da.
You kind of go into Zen, like Neo from The Matrix. You know what I mean? You're just like, whoa,
because it is life saving movements. You're like, okay, I need to just hold on to my life here.
Exactly.
So I have to get every single one of these right. So you just focus on them way, way more.
Exactly. Yo, all right. So there we go. People, let us know in the comments below. Maybe your scariest.
But there was another one with, and it was with. And it was much more recent. It was like in the last two years with Booba and Teach. Yeah. And
oh wow, okay.
It was probably around those. I can't remember where it was. I shouldn't say. But
no, don't say. Don't be specific.
It was quite a bit of a trap bot to get there. Yeah, and It was District Line tracks, but another sort of one of those other train tracks as well next to it. And those ones would come through, even the trains must have been running. Those ones must have were still coming through. And we bought all the way to this place because I think Chick had the reach, like ready, like these bridges. And we bought there and someone had done it. And he said, I must be mad recent because I've been clocking, you know, like Chip Watching's like, he blatantly be clocking the reach before he goes and paints it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we just decided to walk back and do no graph, yeah, just go back. And got in the bush because there was a train coming. And I'm just with Teach, and Chick's like done a, I'm gone. And he like,
yeah,
opt off a bit. And I'm sort of more in the bush than him. And the train is like kind of, and I can fucking like see that it's going to like almost hit him. And I have to grab it, like I don't really know him. Do you know what I mean? I had to grab him and like pull him in like that. And he's like, shit. What the fuck was that? And I said, he fucking, he was like, oh, it's like fucking. Because he was kind of bending, still like bending to like look in to look, see what is the most unprickly way to get in the bush, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the bending over, like, and it was even, and I was like, just grabbed him, and it went.
That's deep. You know what? I just came to my head. Some of the scary.
I'm sorry, because I was older and I'm sitting there in a bush, I'm probably like 41, 39, you know what I mean? I can't remember how old. But I was just thinking, like, rah, what? What was that? Like, what am I doing? I got a fucking.
This close.
Stay, yeah.
I mean, it's mad, the close shaves that we see. But ultimately, most people who have been doing it a long time, they know what they're doing. They know where the boundaries are. And, okay, you push those boundaries to a certain degree, but no one's being dumb about it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't drink too much.
Me and Zonk and Chick on the fucking Central Line, daytime reach, like, fucking 7, 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we got on far too early, like far too early. So on the Central Line where it goes up a bit, we got up and we have to go across one of them bridges where it goes across like two roads.
Oh, shit.
So you can't, there's no, not on either side, there's just nothing, just like blue steel. I was thinking, fuck it. And we knew the trains were running.
So it's those bridges where the tracks run across it. So when you want to get from one side of the bridge to the other, if you're caught halfway through that bridge while a train is running, kind of like a Stand By Me. Remember that movie, yeah, Stand By Me?
What are you going to do? I always envisage myself going on the outside of the bridge and holding on and like doing that.
I reckon because trains are shaped like this and then they curve at the bottom and then there's the wheels.
It'd suck you in, bruv. It would suck
you in. Yeah, but there's a corner space. That's what I would do. I would lie flat up against the wall as much as possible. I've even thought as well on a train station.
I would never. Because that's almost guaranteed death. At least hanging off the edge.
Not guaranteed. What do you mean, man? There's a space.
You don't know that. All those things you're saying, your estimations. You don't. That's how I'm feeling about my own estimation. Let me say, Andy, that's just your.
Nah, you don't know if it's there.
Suck it, I'd go off the outside.
You never sat at the end of a bridge and watched as a train went past while you're on the bridge and you're looking. And I've looked down there.
Yeah, but I'm looking. What bridge? You ever been on this bridge? Doesn't matter, bridge. Yeah.
Or not. All right.
There's too much risk. What bridge? I've seen it go over Waterloo Bridge. Great. I mean, fucking hell.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
I'd do the get off.
What was I going to say? Yo, you know what? One of the scariest times for me...
We had to do that and we had to come back. Yeah, go on, sorry.
One of the scariest times is when you're climbing those three-pronged fences, the metal fences, yeah, with the three spikes at the top of every fucking metal bit. Mm. When you're halfway over one...
No joke when you got caught on one.
Yeah, I know. You remember that. Anyway, listen, yeah?
Don't I have a photo of that?
I don't think so. I don't know. I can't remember.
Where the fuck up? Just jump off.
No, mom, man.
Well, I swear you took like 30 seconds to just fucking hop over his little ass fence. What the fuck are you doing? Stop going back up.
It's because this shit, man.
What do you mean this shit? Just jump off. You're a little bitch. Damn, Carlos! Carlos!
You're faded. Carlos! You're faded,
Carlos!
You got this involved.
Carlos! Hurry the fuck up. You already took a minute.
A minute and a half. Hey, how'd you jump off?
Who just jumped off?
I don't want to eat shit!
You're a little bitch.
I'm scared.
Hurry the fuck up.
How'd you jump off?
Just jump! You're a real little bitch.
It's because my pants are gonna get stuck.
No, they're not!
No mames! Hey, fuck! Guy, wait, fuck! Oh, shit!
What am I doing?
Shit, bro. I'm gonna fuck you up.
But even if it's quite easy and there's like, you know, usually you climb over the bit where the door is. So there's the lock bit. So you can put your foot there, then put your foot over and you can put your foot on the other side. But when you're literally there at that half point where there's spikes under you and you're like, if my foot slips, if I don't, you know, have a proper grip on this, you know what I mean? Like, or if I angle wrongly, it could stick into my inner thigh and just like hit a jugular vein. You know, that's one of my worst
fucking nightmares. Your jugular vein.
No, there's a jugular there, but you know what's the vein in the inside of your thigh?
Yeah,
the vein.
If it hit more of your main arteries.
Yeah, the main artery. That's what I mean, not jugular. The main artery in the inside of your thigh. Like that's, I have that thought all the time. Touch wood. Thankfully, that's never happened. But every time I've jumped one of those fences, when I'm halfway through, that's what goes through my head and it shits me up every time. All right, we've dwelled on this question too long, man.
I just thought of another one. I just thought of quite a few.
If it's good, hit us with it. If not...
No, let's move on.
Save it for another one. Talking about this. Wait, hold on.
I won't be able to talk to my therapist about it.
If you could only wear
it,
three brands for the rest of your life.
Yeah, no, wait, hold on.
Hello. If you could only wear three brands for the rest of your life, what three brands would they be?
You hear that? If you could only wear three brands for the rest of your life, which three brands would it be?
God. Perry Ellis.
Perry Ellis.
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph is for me definitely with its whole polo connection with the low lives and all that.
I can get everything out of Ralph Lauren. You can get any work garms,
exactly. That's what I'm
smart
thinking.
Smart cash garms. You can get your low life garms.
Yeah. So Ralph is definitely one for me. Even though fuck Ralph Lauren himself, fuck that guy.
Perry Ellis.
Ralph Lauren. Where's that come from, man? For fuck's
sake. That's banging.
Right, fair enough.
My crew's working leather.
For me, it would be... Okay, for me, quickly, just to answer, I don't want to dwell on this too much. Wait. Ralph, Gore-Tex, and Carhartt. If I had to only choose three that I could only wear for the rest of my life, those three brands would be it. Go for it. Even though I like to make my own t-shirts. Oh, talking about brands, More Superior Wear is still selling these. Arms House.
.com.
T-shirts, yo. Please, come on, go cop. This is the best way to support the pod. If you love the pod, you can join
the Patreon. And it's a limited run.
It's limited. This is going to be done soon. And that's it. No one else can get them. You know what I mean? So if you want to cop one, now is the fucking time, people. Moresuperiorwear.com. The link is below. Go cop one. They come in black, red, green. Fucking, yeah, there's mad designs by my man Yan DDS. This is legendary shit, man. People, come on. Now is the time, because it's not going to be around forever. Believe me. Yan told us himself. He said, look, you can use the design, but for a limited time only. And so we were like, okay, cool. So now's the time. All right, theme. Three brands. Name them.
Perry Ellis.
Perry Ellis.
Ralph Lauren. Timberland.
That's
Nike.
That's three. You've done three. All right, Timberland, for fuck's sake. Fuck Timberland, man. And fuck Nike, too. All right, next question. Let's go.
If you could go back in time and hit up any spot, when and where and what would it be?
If you could go back in time and hit any spot, when and where would it be? I got one. You got one theme off the top? Let me tell me my one, and then you can tell your one, yeah? Listen, back in the day, I saw the photo. This writer, Snug, I think it was Snug. Fuck, maybe I'm wrong. Was it Snug? Painted. He broke in to Shepperton Studios when they were filming Harry Potter. And you know, in Harry Potter, I've only watched a couple of the movies. I haven't read the books. Fuck Harry Potter. But there's a train. There's a big part of the story is there's a train that takes you from Paddington to, or Waterloo or something. And you got to go to platform 15 and a half. Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. Two and three quarters or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. The train that took them to Hogwarts, a writer broke in and painted on that fucking train. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If I can find the photo, I'll post it below. I'm sure I'll find it. I think it was Snug. I could be mistaken.
What did they do with it? A dub?
Just a dub. Rago dub on the fucking train, yeah. That gave me so much fucking jokes, yeah.
That is brilliant.
I wish I fucking did that. So that's my answer to that one. Imagine painting the Hogwarts train shit. Although recently we played, The new Piccadilly lines were being delivered to the yard, and they got painted on its way to getting delivered. Have you seen that in the last couple of weeks? That happened. That was a pretty cool one.
That was brilliant.
That's brilliant. Francois Bourgeoisie, when he watched it, and he was like, "Oh,
yeah,
it's already been graffitied on." Oh. Yeah. That gave me jokes. That would have been a good one. Theme, come on, hit us with one.
I'm sending you a reach now.
Oh shit! Okay,
but which I always wanted to paint. Wanted to paint.
Here we go.
And before this was on there, there was a diet. I think a diet and an SBS
mm-hmm.
dub.
Oh yeah, we've spoken about this on the pod before, man. Yeah,
but I'm not talking about the graph. I'm talking about the reach.
The reach. Is that a Piccadilly and District line going into
District line? Like going into, I think, after Earl's Court.
Yeah. The Piccadilly.
After G.
Just before it hits the tunnel, right?
Just after G. It's just after G.
There we go.
And then the other reach that I've always wanted to do is that reach in. Well, not in G, but just outside as it goes like meets as a triangle. At the top,
yeah,
and the train's going past it, and there's all like there was used to be all Kooza throw ups and like mad old graph along there on that just on the outside of G. People had sick dubs in there.
Mm.
Then it goes slightly, then it comes together like that. As it's coming together, the roof bit carries on, and it's just like darkness and a kind of like almost like a tunnel sort of thing. And it's just before that reach that I just sent you there.
Yeah,
and you have to look back because you can pass G like that if you're on the district line going east. And you have to look, and then look back as you're. And Fume always had like a sick dub on. People have had sick dubs,
yeah,
on like this metal or this maybe just the wall. But the way the wall is like, you know, if like a skateboarder said it was the perfect concrete wall for doing this, it's like the perfect concrete,
perfect aspect ratio and fucking
Because the train's coming like this, this wall isn't like this. It's like that.
Yeah.
Like it's not, it turns itself with the trains. It's sick as fuck.
That's
dope. And it's in G. And I've always wanted to get reaches on the outside of it.
Nice. All right, sick. Next question. Let's go.
So here's my question. Weirdly, I chatted to Amber on a video call when I was video calling my friend, and Amber happened to be with her at Jazz Keener's party. But this leads on to my question. My question is, what's the best party you've ever been to? Like rave, nightclub, bar, what's the best night out? What's the best party you've ever been to? Big up. We love you, Arms House. Let's go.
Salute. I think he was talking about Clara there. We were at Jazz Kahina's birthday. We were outside having a ciggy and she got a call and we ended up chatting. So salute, brother. What was the question? The best party I've ever been to.
Parties, man. You know what? There was one. There definitely would have been house parties rather than.
Well, I was going to say, one of the early episodes we did was talking about our favorite house parties. And I told you that story when I was 14. One of the first house parties I went to was a mansion with a swimming pool. And fucking the dad was outside barbecuing bear meat and fucking all the girls stripped into their fucking underwear and were jumping in the swimming pool, and there was like they were playing Onyx Slam and in the fucking room, and we were getting mental. That was a sick fucking house party. But when it comes to nights, for me, one of my favorite nights was One Nation at Bagley's, getting just super pilled up, just watching all the DJs just getting mangled and just catching jokes. That was definitely a highlight back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I've been to so many dope house parties. It's crazy. I can't even think of any. Yo, my man Rags, DJ Rags, he started Boiler Room. You know the DJ Boiler Room thing?
Yeah.
The famous Boiler Room thing. Before he got
Saul body bagged it this year.
Yeah, he killed it. But it was started by my mate Rags. He was one of the guys that started Boiler Room back in the day when he was working for Warp Records. And I used to work for Warp. He got me a job there in the post room back in the day. I'm talking college days, yeah? Anyway, he used to throw house parties. He lived in Brixton. He had a three-story house, yeah? And because he's a DJ and he was well connected and he knew people in bands and everything, they would always be on the bottom floor in the kitchen. They'd have a live setup where they'd have bands playing in the kitchen of this house, yeah, with proper PA system, everything. And then upstairs, there'd be the DJ room. And then up in the loft, there'd be another DJ room, the chill out room, yeah. And when I say these house parties were fucking epic, I went to a few of them, man. And yeah, they were next level, man. So big him up on that, DJ Rags. Salute. Theme, can you think of anything off the top? Oh, Yo-Yo's was a good night.
World Dance and One Nation was just like eye-opening as such a young person going there. You're like, this is like a village. Like, it's ridiculous. It's
crazy. And fucking remember them raves back in the day? Raves. They'd have a fun fair outside and they'd have like fucking, like, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Seven arenas of drum and bass, just everything you could ever imagine. Back-to-back DJs, MCs, everything, like fucking like crazy.
Burger bars and all that. And
back in the day.
Like you said, like rides.
And you're all pilled up on a fucking like a merry-go-round going, hey, fuck you, hey. Everyone just on one, man. Nuts.
Mad. But then I like little things as well. I remember going, I was in Spain, I can't remember where, and it was banging and it was hot and it was like on the top of these cliffs. So if you looked out, it was just the sea. And it was Cuban DJs.
Yeah.
Playing like Cuban salsa, but they're blending it with, they were actual DJs. They were blending it with house music and they were playing it loud, like, you know, Latino loud. And it was banging. It was banging. Like the exact, I love it when it's the exact atmosphere, nails it, the environment, you're like, yo, we're staying here. Boss. I mean, everyone's getting pissed. It's hot as fuck. I mean, barely wearing like any garms. Just everyone's like having a fuck. Oh, I love that shit.
Yo, you know what? You reminded me, man, in Brazil, man. How can I forget? I used to go up to the favelas. I used to go to the Baile Funk parties. This is back in 2004, 2005, just after City of God. You know, the movie City of God came out. So it was like mad popular. You know what I mean? And I had mad Brazilian friends, all graffiti writers. They'd take me up deep into the favelas. There was one favela, the biggest favela in Rio was called Rocinha. Yeah. When you're on Copacabana Beach, if you look down to the right, there's the, they used to call them the Twin Brothers. It was basically a mountain with two peaks at the top, and it had the hugest favela on it. Yeah. And at the top of that favela, on the top of that hill, they used to do the illest fucking parties, man. It's a wall of speakers. I'm talking a wall of speakers, yeah? And it was all like competition. Who can pump the loudest bass line, yeah? And they'd be playing Baile Funk. All the drug dealers would be there with their guns shooting in the air when they want to rewind. Like that, just licking off.
What was that? When they want to rewind?
When they want to fuck, when they love the tune, yeah? And all these fit girls just shaking their asses, as you can imagine, yeah? But you don't want to touch or look too long because it might be a dealer's girlfriend, and if they chuck it with you, then you're done, you know what I'm saying?
You're out, yeah.
So those were mental, and like doing cocaine off the roof of parked cars and shit, just like, because there's no police there, like, you know what I mean? And there's just drugs everywhere, smoking weed, just mental.
I need to go to Brazil, man. Sounds bad.
Bro, let's go, man. We got to go.
I need to go to Brazil.
We'll do Arms House in Brazil.
Ronaldinho from Brazil.
Join the Patreon, yeah? You can do a one-off
payment. To send us to Brazil.
You can do a one-off payment, or you can join monthly and pay every month, whatever you want. But every little bit counts, and you can send us to Brazil. That would be a sick Arms House if we go to Brazil. I got mad friends who are there, writers, Pichação, all that. We can do crazy shit out there.
Go to Colombia as well. I want to go to Colombia.
Also, I got to give a shout. Talking about parties, West London Warehouse parties, son.
West London Warehouse parties
I used to do, man.
They were some banging raves.
We had Chester P headline one time. We had the Ragga Twins one time. We had Nicki Black Market one time. We had fucking People Just Do Nothing before they had the BBC Nicki set. Black Market. The first ever live set that People Just Do Nothing did. That was a sick party theme. Remember that one? That was an ill one, man. All them, like, everyone was so excited. It was packed. It was ram jam. And everyone was just like seeing them on the YouTube. And then I was like, yo, they're playing at my party. Everyone came. It was mayhem, man. It was a roadblock affair.
It was a massive, massive rave.
All right, next.
They killed it as well. That's a good one that got mentioned because that answers the question.
DJ Crust came down. We had North Ping Pong come through. We had fucking, who else did we have? We had Aswad come through. Remember Aswad, the reggae group? They even came through.
Yeah, fucking, I do remember the nice set.
We had so many. I'm trying to think of all the people I booked. Martin Lana came. He did our boat party when we did the boat party. Salute Martin Lana, man. Garage head, man. Super supreme.
I want to go to a Martin Lana rave.
Yo, big up Martin. Like, we should get him on
That's
the pod.
That's what I want to do.
That's my boy, man. We should get him on the pod. All right. Okay. Mm. So next question. Let's go.
All right. So I'm Puns, an NN writer. And my question is, who's the most up writer that you've ever met or has been on the podcast?
Okay, Puns there from NN, from Northampton. Salute NN. We got loads of NN heads in the house.
It's gotta be Scheme, really. Like, even though,
yeah, it's gotta be.
I'm just wondering, like, if we had one of the certified Don, like, if you had Dyer on, Scheme would still be the most.
Well, Scheme is the most famous, without a doubt. That's been on the podcast.
That's what I meant, famous, yeah.
Scheme, it's got to be. If not...
Yeah, it's a bit harsh, isn't it? Because he's always going to be number one.
I mean, he's, you know, one of the originals, man. Not the original, but one of the originals. Yeah, you can't front on Scheme. But you, personally, in your personal life, who is the most up writer you've ever met? And you could keep it to London, or you could do it worldwide. Yeah. We've hung out with Tox, you know what I mean, and obviously Big Bass, and I mean, we know
10 foot
and Mean, fucking Drax, fucking who else, man? We've met everybody basically. So when it comes to London, we've met pretty much anyone who's anyone. All right, next question, man. Let's go.
Name 5 London writers who do the best fills in their pieces. And I'm not talking about your favorite writers or those who hit it the most. I mean, those that do the most innovative fills. From the 80s till today, whichever. Have a real think about it.
All right. That's voice sounds familiar. That's Avia, A-S. Salute Avia, man. He's out in Oz. He's got some ill fills. I'm assuming that's why he asked that question, because he goes in on his fills. He does crazy shit, man. So salute Avia. I don't know. Does anyone come to mind theme? For me, it's...
Spo.
Spo.
Come straight to mind, straight away.
He surprises me every time, man. The creativity.
If you influence other people's graph, like Spo blatantly does, you know, then he changed his style again because he got pissed off, basically. Everyone fighting his style.
Yeah.
And now the style is even more Spo. You could tell from a million miles that he's changed his letters and all that, but the schemes sometimes are banging.
Spo is killer. And he's confident in his... In his later years, he's become so confident in his shit and he knows where he's at, you know what I'm saying? And he's trying out different things. And every time I'm surprised, I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm surprised by just the creative prowess of that man. So
look at the schemes. And
for me, it's Praise, man. Praise had some killer schemes. I know you said the other day that, okay, his
foam,
letters.
I was saying foam, yeah. Praise had schemes.
His letters maybe were hit and miss sometimes, but his schemes, again, with Tizer as well, because these people are creative and they think outside the box and they do clever shit, so that maybe their letters might suffer for it sometimes because they go in on their fucking fills and the backgrounds and shit like that. So I want to give a salute to Tizer, Praise. Going old school now.
Foam. Is it Hate or was it Foam? And I look at their foamism and shit like that. I look at it and I'm like, what the fuck?
Fame is Fame had some ill... Casby.
Yeah.
Fame. Them old school writers, for me, that Elk Train, I think they call it a circuit board fill. You know, with the perpendicular lines, you know, going at right angles, going through their piece, like all the schemes they would have. I love that old shit, man, like that. Man, there's so many, man. People, leave a comment below. People...
Dice, I like the schemes.
Dice is ill with the schemes. He doesn't even think about it now, though. He just churns them out, man.
Zombies, like...
Very simplistic, but when people get the balance right... That's key to a lot of fills. Doesn't matter about going crazy on the fills. It doesn't mean a good fill means like it's got a million colors going through.
I'm missing some. Vizzo.
Oh, Vizzo, man.
Vizzo with the schemes or with the smiley face and the zoot hanging out.
He was always imaginative. He was always creative with his fills, that's for sure. Him and Akey as well. Akey, I've got to give a tip of the hat to, man.
Devise for schemes.
Listen, the VFL lot, this is coming from someone who hung out with them and saw them sketching and the way they used to plan their pieces, The fills were important, man. You know what I mean? Like they would, the balance, like their eye. Like when you stand back, like, okay, you're putting schemes into your piece. You know, you put a little bit on the first letter, a bit in the third letter, a bit in the last letter. And then you stand back. And the whole point of standing back is looking at the balance. Like, okay, I've got some yellow over here, but there's no yellow on the right-hand side. So then you find places to put some yellow in there. You know what I mean? And then that's down to the individual, your eye, how you see it balance-wise. And then once it's out in the world and people can see it, then people... They can't even describe it or they can't even explain why they like the fill, but it's because of this balance thing. You know what I mean?
Bass, I love.
I think right now Bass is up there when it comes to fills. Like he's got that eye I was telling you about, the balance thing, you know?
He does that. That's how he does it. So he'll like do the outline and then just fat caps like, that's Chick does that as well. Fat caps
and Chick. Yellow there. Bro. Yo, we
fat
got
caps and yellow here. Yeah,
Chick with the fucking there. Roller. And he's rolling his fill and then filling out other colors and fading it with the roller and then adding the spray can on top. That's some killer
some
shit.
Some fume pieces, though, I've looked at them a million times and think, fucking hell, these.
And Teach as well. Teach killed it. You know, all them lot. Grand has got some ill fills. And
Old Diet pieces.
Yeah.
Old, like 97, 96.
Oh, Diet.
It was like he was on acid or something. Bro, fucking
talk bang. About creativity.
Oh, shit, and Score and Snatch for the schemes.
Snatch is another one.
Jesus Christ.
Highly creative. Snatch.
Jesus Bro, Christ.
Snatch PFP killer, man. CWS, Chiba Wizards. Jesus Christ. Yo, man. All right, okay, yo. Last question. Let's go.
Oh, you safe boys got another question. Like, has graffiti ever got you laid?
Nah. There we go. Has graffiti ever got you laid?
Has graff ever got you some bananas?
You know what, Theme? Answering this question, For me, it's
in
not,
Brazil. Do you know what I mean? I was getting a reach.
It's not so much about the graph getting you laid, but the essence of a graffiti writer. I think, and again, ladies, we have ladies who listen to the show. Yeah, let us know in the comments below.
They might have got laid through graph.
No, listen. What do you like? You know, I think that women find attractive confidence in a man. And also spontaneity and sense of humor, yeah? And those are three traits that I think any good graffiti writer should have, those three traits. It's confidence, spontaneity, and a sense of humor.
Everything to grab.
I'm being serious. Like, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're a writer and you're up and you do that, like, you know, it's exciting, you know what I'm saying? Some women, they find it. I've found that some, you know, the ones that are into it, they you know, they might, they
I've
like
never met a woman, never in my life.
I have.
Who I'm chatting to, and then she finds out I do graph, and she's like, oh, it's pretty hot, actually. Like, you're pretty spontaneous, and, you know, you don't listen to boundaries, and it really turns me off.
Well, okay, I have. So, go.
Never.
But it hasn't been like I've done a graph piece and a girl's looked at it and go, "Ooh, I want to sleep with this guy." No, I've never had that. Yeah. Party people,
has
listen.
Graph ever got me laid? No, I don't think it has, man.
Look. Theme. All right, listen, everybody. I've just rinsed every question that people have sent us in, so we have
We need new questions.
We have no more questions, listeners' questions. So please. Right now, don't wait. Don't say, oh, yeah, I'll do it and do it later and then don't do it. Do it right now. Go to our Instagram at almshousetoyourmomshouse or go to the email almshousetoyourmomshouse@gmail.com. All the links are below. Leave us a voice note question because this was fun. I enjoyed that, man.
I think we did too many.
We did way too many, but
I want to bring back rants.
Okay, guys, ask a question that will get themed to do a rant. You know what I mean? Maybe like little things that would like provoke him. Little like, you know.
Yeah, but now I'm going to start bringing my rants back anyway. Good. Just for my travels and shit.
I hope so, theme, man, because we love a good rant.
I've gone that fucking therapist. What a prick that geezer is. Oh, yeah. What a prick.
Theme's been going to therapy. He went to three sessions and on the third
I'm
session.
I'm going through this fucked up situation. Yeah. I put myself into therapy.
Yeah.
And the first two sessions is just me. He calls it unpacking. I think it's still unpacking.
Unpacking. Yeah.
And I'm like, and he's like, yeah. And I said at the end of the second session, I'm like, fucking hell, bruv. Like, you still haven't said one word. And he's like, yeah, I think you're still unpacking, innit?
He's charging
third
you.
Third session.
He's charging you. Charging. Yeah.
£75 for 50 minutes. But I'm like, yeah, I've got to commit to this shit. I'm absolutely
it's good
fucked
for you,
I need
man.
Fucking help.
You should.
Third session, I get an email saying, "Hi, I've found out I'm a bit ill, so I'm going to cancel all the appointments this week." Then I was like, "Okay, cool, see you next week." And then this week, he sends an email, "Hello, can't see you anymore." I've wrote back saying, "What do you mean? Is it because of my situation, or is it because?" Is there a different time or a different day? Because I've just finished fucking unpacking with this geezer. And now he was about to start chatting to me.
Listen, and, you sent me the
email.
You sent me the email that he sent you. It said, "Hi, Andrew. I'm afraid for personal reasons beyond my control, I will no longer be able to continue our sessions together. I wish you the best for the future and, you know, blah, blah, blah."
be good to yourself. You're the key to the kid. I wrote back to him, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm like, I hope this isn't because of my situation being so fucking, I didn't say fucking, so insane.
Yeah.
Does this mean cancelled forever or is there any other times and dates that you can do? I really enjoyed those sessions. Or do you have someone else you could recommend, like in the same building?
Yeah, yeah.
And he just comes back, "Andrew, as I say, I will no longer be able to continue our sessions together. I wish you the best for the future."
So you're...
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm getting fired from the therapist after two sessions, bro. I haven't even got fucking nothing out of it. I've just paid him. He did nothing. He sat in the chair. Fucking hell, bro. When it rains, it pours, bro. I'm telling you, like, fuck.
Your troubles are so fucking insane. You explain them to a therapist, and by the third session, he was like, "You know what? I can't handle this."
You know what
bro.
I did, Amber? Do you know what I did? I told this guy the whole truth.
Yeah.
Like every
You go, it's your therapist. You go. Thing. Yeah.
And by the end of the second time, I was still chatting to him. And then so I'm thinking, right, cool. Now we can start like trying to work on me. How am I going to get through this shit? I get that. Cancellation and then termination. That's it.
That's just fucked, man.
And when we started, he's like, look, this is how I run. I've been a long time. And you're going to be here this time. This is your time. This like actually the time of the clock on those on Wednesdays it was. Time. Be yours until you need it. I had to sign all these forms and blah, blah, blah. He's fucking booting me off.
It's nuts.
What a fucking prick.
And not even recommending you someone else. That's the fucked up bit for me. Okay, fair enough, whatever reason it might be. But at least can't leave someone hanging.
Personal reasons.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, there's like his mum's dying now.
It's just an excuse.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking it's winding me up more, even more than the actual problem. I'm going to phone from my work mobile on Monday. I was thinking, hello, this is Jean-Jacques. I want to book therapy. And if he says, yeah, sweet. I'll change my voice. What the fuck are you
what
doing?
What the fuck, motherfucker? You know what?
I just paid you 150 baht.
Yeah.
For you to sit in your chair. And then, and he's got the clock. You're here. The clock's facing him, but in front of you, so you can't see it. And you just see his eyes just keep going like that.
So fucked up, man.
But I got booted out of a therapist, bruv, on the second after the two goes.
It's mental. It's mental, man. Yo, okay. Fuck all you therapists out there claiming to be therapists.
Fuck you, therapists.
And then, like, fucking just.
Geezer looks like he's out of Pearl Jam as well. Like, he looks a bit.
Yo, theme. All right. Let's finish now, man. We were going way, way too long, man. Let's go.
I just want to talk about what's happening to me on the pod one day. It'd be the greatest episode of all time.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so, all right, let's go with this one. This is a bit, now we're going to go into some graph critique, all right? So I'm sending you on WhatsApp right now, theme. I'm sending you, this is a Halloween one that someone sent in. I think they've sent graph in the past.
Look at that grand and look at that rate.
Okay, so now I just sent you one. It says Slacks. S-L-A-X. Sorry, Akit. It's an orange fill, green outline, purple.
What's the second letter, bruv? What, how are you telling me this says something? What's the second letter?
It says Slacks. S-L-A-X.
What do you mean it says L?
Yeah, I know. You can just about see it. The green gets lost in the orange. It's a pumpkin fill. You can see there's like a, you know, carved pumpkin with a scary face on it with the orange. What do you feel about Halloween graph in general? Every Halloween, there's people do the fucking standard orange fucking, you know, pumpkin graph thing. It's always the standard with bats flying around.
I don't know
it.
What I'm looking at here, bruv. I can't understand.
S-L-A-X. It's not that fucking difficult. Look at it. You can see
there's
it.
There's no L.
You can see the well, L. It's whatsoever. Just, it's folded
like a pound
on
sign the wrong way around or something.
It's folded into itself. He's got little highlights in the outline as well with probably neon green, probably with the black and the white and the background.
So the S-E. The best letter out of it is the S, but the thing at the top of the S and the left is coming out way too much and doesn't really need it. But I can't, but it looks like a pound sign to me.
The L.
Yeah. Or like an E.
Or like a 2. Yeah, it does. The L is a bit... Listen, ultimately, it's the light green outline with the pumpkin fill, with the orange fill, that the outline gets lost in it. Obviously, he did that on purpose, you know what I mean? And it's more about the pumpkin than the actual letters itself. I agree with you that S is the best letter. I don't mind the bit sticking out. I think the S looks cool. But the L, the A, and the X... don't suit the S. They're not the same. You know what I mean?
The L doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist, motherfucker.
So, it doesn't, bruv.
Yeah.
What, are you allowing the S to be like...
I'm allowing cut the S. Off,
cut off at the in the middle and then the top bit that comes up and bends around is just a bit? Or is that part of the...
A little bit ism hanging off the side. I'm not mad at it. But look at the X. It's like if you're going to have the S like that, all tight, looking nice and neat and tight, and then the X going Like just this one, bobbling this, yeah, all over the place. It's like whatever. I've sent you another one, but don't look at that yet. We're still on the slacks. Just a quick one. How many goats out of five goats do you give the slacks? S-L-A-X.
How many goats?
Yeah.
Greatest of all time goats.
No, big up Mutlag. Mutlag, remember Mutlag was on and we were like, yeah,
how many, goats
would you trade with the, for the beast?
One thigh.
Mm. I think the S is dope. One the thigh. Rest of the letters are whack. I'd give it maybe two goats. You know what I mean? All right.
Two goats? I'm giving it one thigh.
One what?
Thigh, goat thigh.
Oh, just a thigh and of a hoof. Goat. Not even a fucking goat, a thigh of a goat. All right, sweet. All right, moving on to the next one I sent you. It's a dub. It's obviously in a tunnel cleaner somewhere. Can you make out what it says, theme? Because I couldn't make out what it says. I had to ask the brer what it was.
Well, I don't know if it's an S or a B or an A. I'm going with S.
It's not an S, it's not a B, and it's not an A.
Is it so, an 8? Yeah.
It's not even an 8, no. You said an E, though. It is an E. It is an E.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Exuvas? Ecuvas?
No, it says X-Wave. E-X-W-A-V-E. It's kind of half... There's a little bit of throw-up style in there, but it's a main dub... Black outline, chrome fill, yellow or white one time. I can't even make it. Yeah, white one time, couple shines going through it. X wave theme. What's your thoughts on
that? Can't you see that the last E? Like, bruv, what are you doing when you do that E? I have to adjust the way my eyes reflect light to understand how that's an E. Like, but as soon as you see it, you're like, oh, well, why has he done that? Why do you...
I mean,
it looks like a B.
When I say it's an E, you look at it and you can see the E. But if I don't say that it's an E, it's very difficult to see that it's an E. Yeah.
And I'm saying, why have you done that? Why have you left so much of it with no outline? Do you know what I mean? No line. So it all blends in, like blends in like a B.
Yeah.
Or like a disfigured A. But the V is just a V. The A is like a kind of throw up A. I don't like it when people do that in dubs.
Yeah, the throwy and
if you're
the
doing
A.
Like gaps, like you've got
and in the W, look at the W, man.
Yeah, and those E's and a bit of a gap in the V as well. Why do the A like that with just one line? Let me go star.
The A does what it needs to do.
The E's just make me angry. I mean, you could make them actually decent, like we could be semi decent, those E's.
Yeah,
even with keeping the way he's curved it up back around, but just fucking outline it. The first one. Rough.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's getting there, this geezer. No, he can paint a bit.
He's obviously, he knows what he's doing to a certain degree. Just the E.
E is one of the hardest letters. Not hardest as in difficult, but one of the baddest letters, the sickest letters.
Yeah, for sure.
To have, especially at the end of a reach.
Yep.
And you need to remember that because...
You know what I mean? And the A, I think, stands out. Like, if you're going to do an A like a throw-up style... Then you got to do the rest of the letters like a throw-up style. You can't just have a random throw-up A in the middle of your fucking dub, you know? Well, you can, obviously, and he did it, but I'm just saying, it looks dumb. The X, you know, whatever. The V, you know, cool, whatever. But the E's, yeah. And I think that little ism coming off the side of the E on the left, because the E is curving in on itself.
Looks like you wind the E up like that at the back of it.
One of those winding, like the wind-up toy things. Yeah, he's a wind-up toy, X-Wave.
X, so E-X-W-A-V-E, yeah.
Yeah. All right, but big up for sending that in anyway. Big up.
And I would say, I'm not trying to gun you for no reason, but I would just say, if you're going to be doing Gref, that's just too many letters.
That's true.
It's fine to do like longer words in that, but you can't do it all the time.
We were saying four is the ultimate number of letters, but cool. Some people go more than that, but yeah, X, way.
Yeah, but he's gone fucking six, bruv. Yeah. Like five is a lot. But the I suppose he could just take off the first E, couldn't he? And then he'd have just X-Wave.
X-Wave. Or just, yeah, X-Wave, yeah. Just have Wave as your tag with the X
in the front. Maybe he catches up with the spelling.
Sorry. Go on, all right, fuck this, man. Big up, everyone. Send in your graph for us to critique, man.
Send in your graph. Join the Patreon. We need to get lapel mics. And when we go on location, it sounds a lot better.
Oh, yeah. One thing I wanted to say as well was... People are sending in graph that their mates have done. and like trying to pass it off like they did it and trying to get us to put them on. It's happened a couple of times. Some people have got pissed off with us because we went in on them. Like, for example, Cola. We went in on Cola, who did the South Park wall that we went in on, man, and we caught jokes off it. And he didn't even send it in. It was some other fucking dude who sent it in. And so he sent us a really like irate message going, oh, yeah, but
that's brilliant.
But he took it like he took it for what it was. He knew it was banter and it was all love. You know, I mean, he wasn't mad. But I don't like doing that to people. The reason why we get you to send it in is so that we don't get that fucking side of things of people getting pissed off or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if your mates do that, we aren't responsible for that for
We're
shit.
We're not responsible.
And we don't give a shit and we'll definitely play it.
There's only so much I can do. There's only so much I can do to screen the people sending things in. You know what I mean? I don't have time
we'll
to be
We'll definitely be playing it.
Yeah.
So if that's what your mates do, that's what your mates do. Unlucky.
And if it happens to you, then you know what I mean? I'm sorry. Like, you know, shit happens.
Do it to them later.
Yeah, exactly. Do it to them.
Do it to them.
Straight up and down.
Grow a set of fucking balls. Stop looking at the screen. Go outside and play on your bike, motherfucker.
You know what I mean? All right, party people, that's been more than enough for this week's episode, episode 103 of Arms House to Your Mum's House. I hope you enjoyed that. Please send in your questions, voice note questions.
Yeah, we just wanted to confirm that we're doing absolutely nothing for the two-year anniversary of Arms House because that is going to be the anniversary of Arms
Well,
House.
We're in talks. We're in talks right now to do the
With first, Nike.
No,
yeah.
To do the first ever live recording of Arms House. We're going to do it in front of a live audience. What do you guys think of that? Would you come and watch us do this podcast in a live audience, do some graph critique, do some like theme, we'll do some rapping, Talal will turn up, Talal, 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 and do some stand-up comedy. We'll do a proper night, like we'll do a live night of Arms House jokes. We're in the talks.
I want to do some stand-up comedy. Why is it just Talal?
Well, you can do it as well, you know what I mean? And
just because Talal's got a beard in there.
Anyway, let us know in the comments below if you think that's a good idea, because hopefully we'll organize something like that in London.
Maybe. Yeah, and we've got other things lined up which are going to be banging as well. We've got
we got loads of shit planned.
Can you stop cutting me off with that fucking geezer all the time?
sorry.
Bun that geezer. What's his name? Ben.
From the
Mom's house to your mom's house. Sounds like he's having a squeeze whilst he's saying it.
All right, party people, we're going to go out to this tune. This is one of my favorite tunes, man.
Episode 103.
West Coast
hip-hop. One of my favorite tunes.
Hieroglyphics. They did a tune called You Never Knew.
You never knew.
It's like that, Anna. A hieroglyphics, yeah. Peace, party people. Till next week, man. Leave a comment below. Hit the like button. All that good shit.
It's like that, Anna. A hieroglyphics, yeah. It's like that in a hieroglyphics, yeah. It's like that in a hieroglyphics, yeah.
One of your favorite tunes.
I love this. It's not my favorite tune. It's like one of them.
Addicted to the microphone like a heroin fiend. I tell you one thing, you never catch me fronting as I proceed to give the people what they wanted. You making some green, but not for glamour or fashion. I'm stacking cash until I can get moms a mansion.
All from rapping.
Nah, man, there's many plans like investing in land. It started all from impressing the fans with brand new flows. And you know, all the way from gangster clones to weirdos. Who's used those? But we ain't tripping, give respect when you see this. You need us or your rap's underdeveloped like a fetus.
Those that know not those, and it shows when we broke out the knock hoes, hopped out they clothes. That's positive feedback. Yup, the pros are poised. We never pose. You'll never know. From 93 till infinity, we've been inventive. Creating the bump is our only incentive, and it's been a long time since I feel I've been felt. But the only thing I fear is fear itself. So you know what we got to do? Maybe could we keep it within the groove like it should be? Never giving out. We living out our dreams. If it's something I can't live without. That's my team, you never knew.
Hieroglyphics, hip-hop is vintage. Underground like silos, launching long-range ballistics. World renowned, we groundbreaking. Musical boundaries, running circles around MCs.
It's like that, hieroglyphics, yeah. It's like that, hieroglyphics, yeah. It's like that, hieroglyphics, yeah. It's like that.
I'll bring Arms House to your mom's house. In it. So.